Construction begins this week to turn what many central New Yorkers identify as the French Fort along Onondaga Lake into a new cultural center that tells the history of the Onondaga Nation from their perspective. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
The history of the Haudenosaunee, also known as the Iroquois Confederacy, has generally been told through a white Eurocentric lens as a written story. And that might not be the best way to tell the history of a democracy that was created on the shores of Onondaga Lake.
We cannot just rely on a written historical record. It is not entirely unbiased.
Greg Tripoli, executive director of the Onondaga Historical Association, which has taken over management of the Onondaga County-owned facility, says this museum, called the Scano Great Law of Peace Center, will be a little different than other museums, telling the story of the Haudenosaunee the way they learned it, by word of mouth.
It pays tribute to the oral history as a valid documentary form, and it's from the perspective of the Haudenosaunee, principally the Onondaga, which are the spiritual and political center of that confederacy.
That means the centerpiece of each of the six exhibit halls will be a film where the Haudenosaunee tell visitors their history and their values. As for the French Fort, which has been standing on its spot for 80 years and was the first point of contact between the Haudenosaunee and Jesuit missionaries, it will remain. Tripoli says that's where visitors will confront a whitewashed history.
That facility really forces us to directly confront the issues of contact, particularly as they were perceived by the Haudenosaunee community. And so literally the existence of that facility kind of forces that discussion, which is a difficult discussion to have. You know, it was not a pleasant time for the Haudenosaunee.
The Scano Law of Peace Center is expected to open in late November. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.